Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show today. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle.
What up, y'all?
This is Keyshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Hey, what up, everybody? This is the Murder Master Music Show, episode 48. I know yesterday we did episode 49. We're going in reverse. You know what I'm saying? We had the homeboy, OG Suicide, on the other night. Well, actually, he couldn't make it. You know what I'm saying? But he's here today. I'm going to give him a call right now. Let's get this interview cracking. We got some music to play. I had some songs picked out the other night I wanted to play. Some old school shit. Man, this guy's story is...
What up, bro?
Real. Hey, how you doing, my brother? Welcome to Murder Master Music Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad we have you, man. I know we missed you the other night, man, and you know what I'm saying, but you're here right now, man. How you been?
Oh, man, I am good, loved one. I mean, grind.
Yeah.
You know, stand pushing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, man, you I mean, you're constantly on the grind. You're doing, I mean, you're popping up in reality TV shows. You're doing the music thing. And you find
label,
time to go
damn company.
And you're finding time to go speak to the youngsters, you know, about suicide. Man, I, after hearing what happened just a week ago, you know what I'm saying, man, that's got to hit you right in the chest, being that you speak.
Yeah, that was a dagger in the chest for sure, man. Because, you know, the young dude, man, you know, it's crazy what make people do what they do. But, you know, the detectives investigate and everything. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, the true story of behind what led to that never comes out. And it's a sad thing. You know, because it had to be something that was seriously going on in this person's household that the family knew about that was never, you know, brung up to where that matter could have been to care of ahead of.
Yeah.
And it's sad, man. You know, innocent people, especially children, you know, yeah. Lost their life. I have children. So, yeah, that bothered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody that wasn't bothered by that definitely ain't got a heart. But, your story is just amazing because technically you shouldn't even be here today.
Nope.
Man, how old were you when you attempted suicide?
I was 22 years old.
And if you can, man, just describe to people exactly, you know, what made you want to kill yourself and what were you thinking the day that you tried to kill yourself?
Okay, we're doing this, you know, particular time. Well, I was homeless, you know, at the particular time. Because, you know, I grew up in a, you know, foster home, and I was threw out the foster home when I was 16 because I was, you know, I was gangbanging. I grew up in Compton. So after that, you know, no other place to go but the streets. It's, you know, where I lived, and, you know, I was, you know, robbing, stealing, selling drugs, and, you know, doing whatever it took. You know, to try to stay afloat and survive. And, you know, it got to a point to where, you know, it still wasn't adding up because, no matter what, I still was, you know, out in the world pretty much by myself. I had the, you know, the homies, but it's only so much your homies can do for you. So, you know, holidays used to come around and, you know, them used to be like some of the most stressful days. You know, during that time, I was just staying pedal to pulse or living however I can live. And December 31st, 1991, you know, I felt like, you know, I came to a point in my life to where I really felt like I was just, you know, taking up space. Like there was no reason for me to, you know, continue on with life. And, you know, I actually, you know, took a gun and, you know, put it to my head and, you know, pulled a trigger because I really, you know, felt deep inside that, you know, I wanted to end everything. And, you know, with the grace of God, you know, my life was spared. And, you know, I still have a bullet like 2 inches from my, 3 inches from my brain, you know, as we speak.
It's been there all this time. And I imagine it's a constant reminder to you of where you once were.
Yes.
You know,
yes, major.
Now, with you having that bullet. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
I was going to say, with you having that bullet just a couple inches from your brain, are you at any risk of anything happening from it?
I mean, so far, so good. You know, that was 1991. You know, I was 22. I'm 43 now, so, you know, it's been good.
That's what it is. That's what it is, definitely. And you've accomplished a lot in those years since the since you attempted suicide. You actually, you know, you started your rap career. When did you really kick off your rap career?
During the time when I had got out the hospital, you know, I pretty much had wanted to, you know, do something different and share my life, you know, with what I've been through, you know, with the world. And so I basically start, you know, venturing into, you know, doing music and getting beats from people and start writing to them and, you know, just start talking about the things that I was going through and I had been through that not only had I been through, but people was going through every day in general because I'm not the only one that, you know, been through the things that I've been through in life. So I pretty much wanted to create, like, you know, a door, a channel to where my music can be felt and I can, you know, express everybody's feelings through my music. So pretty much after I got out the hospital is when I really started, you know, doing the music.
Yeah. And you haven't stopped since?
No, not at all. I have a mission.
Yeah. And you go around and you speak to kids, you tell kids their story. You know, you actually did a video called Never Give Up, and one of my brothers, man, in Australia, you know, he's going through some hard times, man. He always uses that song for inspiration. Do you get a lot of people coming up to you telling you that?
Yes, I mean, I get emails from Facebook to my personal email to from Twitter, and not only on the West Coast, but, you know, people all around the world. And especially overseas, you know, I get a lot of emails and tweets and inboxes on Facebook from, you know, loved ones from overseas that you know, say your music inspires me and, you know, thanks to your music that I didn't, you know, try to take my own life. And it feels good to just know that I do have something that will make people think twice, you know, instead of harming yourself. And, you know, I really, you know, it feels good to just know that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You got music with substance, you know, versus, you know what I'm saying, it's this nonsense that's out there nowadays. You're actually speaking something that these people can take something away from your music with them. And I respect you for that, man, for real.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know. Now let's talk about this little reality thing here. You were on an episode of which one was
Operation
it?
Repo?
Yeah,
Operation
I believe
Repo.
I've seen that. They come into it was your ride they took, right? Or what was it?
Okay, well, pretty much, you know, what they do is reenactment.
Yeah.
you know, and they've been doing reenactments for about the past 15 years. Originally, the show was real when they first started, but due to a lot of lawsuits and trespassing cases, they end up doing a reality show about what they really went through. And, you know, I do acting, so I'm signed up with LA Casting. I went to the audition with these directors. I went to the audition through LA Casting, and they told me about the show. And, you know, I used to watch the show every day, and it was a trip when I got the audition. I'm like, wait a minute, Operation Repo. I'm like, hell no. Nah. But okay. I went, met with the directors, J.J. Mize and Terry. And they was like, this is what the show is about. Can you demonstrate, you know, like if you came out and somebody was getting ready to tow your car? I'm like, oh, okay, for sure. So at the audition, you know, they pretended to be, you know, the repo people, and I went big. You know, one of the directors, he was acting like, you know, he was going to call the police, and I grabbed his phone, snatched it, and threw it, and, you know, they was just, like, shocked of, like, how real it felt. So they end up doing an unscripted episode with me, and I play a movie director film in a music video, and they come on my set to tow away a 1937 Phantom Mercedes. So, and this was a one take Jake for 20 minutes straight, nonstop. The whole episode you seen was a one take Jake. They told me how they wanted, what character they wanted. They wanted me to be, you know, calm, then hostile, then calm down, and then go off again. So, when they said action, it was a wrap. I went into mode. And when they said cut, it was the end. And that was the episode that you seen.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Well, I'm gonna
one take.
One take, that's it. I'm going to play a song real quick. I'm going to play a song. This is the Compton OG, man. What can you tell me about the song before I play it?
Ah, man, it's me. It's my life. It's who I am. You know, it's a lot of cats that, you know, come from my city and, you know, claim the city and, you know, portray to be an OG. But, you know, before I was doing music, I was in the streets. So, you know, I tell cats all the time, you know, I'm not a gangster rapper. I'm a gangster that rap. So Compton OG just really explains who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, here we go. This is OG Suicide, Compton OG, right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah, a lot of niggas out there talking about they OG. You didn't grow up with me, huh? Yeah, Compton OG Suicide, Don Sizzle. Niggas swear they OGs, but they know it, they not. Never seen you motherfuckers hanging out on the block. What city do you claim? Where the hood do you bang? Asked around in the streets, nobody know your name. And I'm knowing this for sure that you niggas are soft. You can cover up a table, could you smooth it in cloth? I'm a Compton OG, bitch, you know about that. And I talk it, I believe it, so you know it ain't rap. I've been doing this for years, and it's hard to stop. Just mention my name, people call the cops. But the one that they want, homie, off the street. Cause I keep this shit cracking 7 days a week. You ain't walking in my shoes, why you acting like you is? I tell it how it is since the days of a kid. Known to do what it do when I do what it does. Got love in the streets, from the grip and the blood. I'm a Compton OG.
Riding gang banging in the city with drugs. When it's time to do dirt, then you hit where it hurts. When I see you, it's on. When you come up out your home, motherfucker, yeah, you better have a beat.
Better have a heat.
I ain't playing with these clowns, so I put that on my stripes. I'ma leave these niggas laying under sheets.
Leave these niggas laying under sheets.
I'ma give advice to the street.
Listen
if
up.
Your ass don't hustle, then you know you won't eat.
Yeah.
Can't sit around, gotta stand on your feet. Man, this shit is simple like rhythm, you move to the beat.
Feel
they
me.
Call making moves in a different position. To know your destination, man, you gotta have vision.
Gotta have
as the world turns around, you know the streets will change. Yesterday and today won't be the same. Like we got different races and different names. Homies, that's real, others playing games. Man, this shit is crazy, but you gotta adapt. Like you gotta keep your hands up when you get in the scrap. Keep your eyes on the paper if you ever gon' get it. Like a good piece of pussy, you continue to hit it.
Yeah.
OG suicide and I'm out the door. And I'm cold like a 40-ounce off the stove. I'm a Compton OG, man, I put that on me. I'm a legend when it comes to the street.
Legend when it comes.
Man, I'm tired of these clowns, I'ma shut them all down. The same way I mashed on the street.
Same way I mashed
when
on
I see you in stone, when you come up out your home, motherfucker, yeah, you better have a
better
heat.
Have a heat.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about right there. That's Compton OG, the one and only OG Suicide. Here he is again. Man, that's a fucking heater, dog. That's definitely a classic track, man. What's your reaction from that song?
People love it, man. Everybody love it. Like, you know, everybody. They really acknowledge it. So, you know, I'm glad for it. I mean, it's real. You know, all the music I do, you know, not even trying to toot my horn or brag or none of that, it's felt because I really come from the gutter, from the trenches, from the streets. So it's going to be felt. It's real.
You can feel that shit coming from the gut, man. Some real shit, yeah. Definitely intense, man. Definitely intense. Now, of course, I want to ask this question, you know what I'm saying, being from Compton. Did you remember Eazy-E and stuff? Did you know him back in the day?
I was gonna sign with Ruthless Records before Eazy died. I used to be at the studio on Torrance where he used to record at, right there off Torrance Boulevard in the city of Torrance. And I used to be on the Ruthless Radio show as well. Yeah, most definitely I know Eazy, man.
Wow, what kind of a person was he?
Solid. Eazy was solid, man. A lot of cats be, you know, having their different opinions to say about him, but I ain't got nothing but positive things to say about him. Eazy was a businessman. You know, regardless of what anybody got to say on me, at the end of the day, Eazy was a businessman. And it's always been about business with him. I ain't never seen nothing different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you could tell that cat, you know what I'm saying, had an ear for talent. I mean, he was able to find a group out of Cleveland in the mid-90s. Most people were like, what the fuck is a Cleveland? You know?
Exactly.
Especially in the rap world, man. So, I mean, yeah, that dude definitely had an ear for talent. So I imagine you were able to soak up a lot of game from Eazy.
Oh, yeah, most definite. You know, just, you know, as far as being a business, you know, business-minded, you know, was one of his main things. And, man, you know, I grew up in, you know, selling drugs, so I always had that business mind. So, you know, so I just took the business, you know, mind of just knowing how to do business and, you know, took it to the real world and the legal world and, you know, became a good businessman as well.
Now, you know, I want to go back to right after you had shot yourself. How long were you in the hospital for?
I was in a coma for about 3 days. I was in the hospital for like 3 weeks.
Did you have to go through any type of rehabilitation or
everything no,
cool?
I mean, went through, you know, like a mental hospital.
Uh-huh.
You know, went through that, you know, pretty much. And, you know, was released from there. And I was good. You know, when I woke up, you know, all vital signs and everything was good. And, you know, it just was a trip because they had, you know, pronounced me dead because I had flatlined. And they didn't expect me to pull through and, you know, I mean, God is the only person that can make decisions on that. So he decided that, you know, I wake up and, you know, get back to where I need to be and, you know, live out a mission. So when I woke up, you know, in the coma, you know, it had got bright. you know, for a minute. And, you know, it was, my vision was coming to, it was real blurry. But as it started coming to and I started seeing, I just noticed, like, a bunch of doctors were just scrambling, like when you got roaches and you turn the lights on. And yeah. Everybody was just scrambling, and they just was working on me. You know, I sort of felt like Frankenstein for a minute. But, yeah. You know, they had to, and, man, here I am.
Yeah, man, definitely, man. Cold spitter at that, man, for to go through what you went through and to be able to have that type of wordplay, shit. You know, it proves you're sharp, you know what I'm saying? You're on top of your game, man. And like you said, that business sense. What else are you doing business-wise? Because I know you got a lot of shit going on.
I have a film company. I have a marketing company. I have a record label.
And
those are my entities right there. And I also do, you know, artist development as well.
Now, what's your record label?
C&G Records, Inc. CG Films is the film company. And OG Promotions is the marketing company.
So you pretty much handle everything.
Oh, yeah, it's a one-stop shop over here. I also do, you know, worldwide and international digital distribution as well.
Okay. People hear that, man. He's, you know, got some music. He does distribution, everything, man. What about, what about yourself? You got an album coming out?
Yes, we're doing the artwork right now. I got the One West album coming out, was featuring a lot of different West Coast artists. I got my godson, Tiny Suicide on there, TC, Tiny Corrupt, Day One, Flip Capone, Roscoe, man, I got artists on there.
a lot of heat, huh?
Yeah. This album is going to be real remarkable.
And the production.
It's off the chain.
You got a lot of
my little
folks,
AD, he do a lot of stuff with Joe Moses. Got him on there. RBX is on there. I got an RBX record today. And oh, yeah, man, I'm trying to showcase, man. And, you know, it's better to move as one than to move apart.
Yeah. We just had RBX on the show, too. That's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I got to get bro back into the swing of things, man.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so when is this project going to drop?
January the 8th.
Oh, okay. It's coming right top of the year, man. You ain't wasting time
top
at all.
Of the year. Yeah, then my Never Give Up album is dropping January 22nd.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're doing a solo thing, too, right? Oh, man. How many tracks are on the solo?
14
wow.
tracks, 20 tracks on the One West album.
So they're dropping two in the same month. And do you have anything else planned for 2013?
Oh, man. Putting many artists in the game that I can, you know, through my distribution. I'm trying to put many artists as I can on, man, you know, from artists to labels. Just to help them, you know, get their music out there. There's so many artists, you know, in the world that exist that just don't have an outlet or a channel. And I'm trying to teach, you know, a lot of artists that there's nothing wrong with being independent. You know, everybody's stuck in that mode. I'm about to get a deal. I'm about to get signed. I'm like, well, I'm more into having a deal look for me than me look for a deal. So that's what I teach artists, like, trust me, keep doing what you're doing and beating the concrete. They'll come look for you. You ain't got to go look for them. When you go look for them, that's when they hit you with that 360 deal. When they come look for you, they want to negotiate.
Yeah, it's real talk. Definitely. You know, yeah, you got to find your own lanes and your own avenues, especially in the game today. It's crazy.
Man.
You got
to invest in yourself. That's the thing that I run across the most, you know, with a lot of artists. You know, the majority of the artists is looking for an investor. are looking for somebody to put money up for them.
Yeah.
So I'm telling them, like, you can't expect nobody to invest in you if you're not willing to invest in yourself. So that's where a lot of them go wrong. They get mad and be like, oh, forget this person, forget that person. They hate me. I showed them my music and they don't want to invest in me. I'm like, well, man, invest in yourself. That's the best investment.
Yeah, it's real shit. Ain't nobody going to push you like you.
So the hell won't.
Yeah, that's definitely. Well, man, you're doing all this shit. Where do you find time for all this shit? I mean, you said you got kids and stuff.
Especially,
I imagine you're doing the father thing.
Especially me too, man, because I'm a father of four. I have a 21-year-old daughter, 19-year-old daughter, 3-year-old daughter, 16-year-old son, and my granddaughter is 6 months.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congratulations
yeah.
on the grandbaby, man. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my first one. But, I mean,
you are the OG.
I make time. Oh, yeah. I make time, though. You know, I fit it in. But I always put home first.
Yeah.
That's the key thing. You know, nothing is before home. Nothing.
And that, you know, at the end of the day, you can't do nothing but respect that, man. Because there's so many kids out there that don't have that. And you yourself, you said you were one of them. You know?
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to see that, man. Definitely, definitely. If you could instill anything in your children or any kids you speak to, what would it be, man, from your life that you've learned?
Well, to start with, you know, I always remind them that I have walked in their shoes, and they do understand that. And I tell them, you know, a lot of kids feel bad because they're in a foster home. And I try to get them to understand, don't feel bad or don't fault yourself that it happened. Just get yourself together, stay focused, and when you grow up one day and you have kids, always make life better for your kids than the life that you lived. Because, you know, everybody goes through something. It's just a matter of finding a way and making a way to make it through that situation and better your life down the line.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Just like our little brother Matthew, man, that huge fan of yours I was telling you about, this cat, you know, he told a story in our show. He got 5 metal plates in his face. He got severely beat, so he almost died himself, and he battled drugs and narcotics. And the whole time while he was battling these drugs, he was still finding time to go speak to people in the community and speak to kids and try to help others, you know, and show them, hey, man, this is what I'm going through right now. You don't have to be or go through what I'm going through. And that's why Dean Brett gravitates to your music, man. It hits him in the fucking chest. You know, he should be here, man. I'm trying to get him on Skype so I can bring him on, man. He'd really love to talk to you.
I ain't got nothing but time. I would love to talk to him. It's nothing.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We'll chop it up a little bit. I'm gonna play I'm the Reason, man. This song is another fucking banger, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one?
Okay, I'm the Reason is more like a reminder record, you know, because nowadays, you know what I mean, you got a lot of cats that don't pay homage, you know, they don't pay homage, and then you got the cats that don't respect their elders.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm the Reason is one of the records that I created for that situation to let these cats know, like, before my time, there was OGs. We respected our OGs.
Yeah.
Now, after my time, there's people that's under us that respect us as OGs. But the generation after that sort of like did their own direction. But I don't really have a problem with a lot of the young cats. They respect me. I'm one of them cats, if you don't respect me, I'm going to take respect. So either you give it to me or I'm going to take it. So take a pick. Flip a coin. Because I'm going to get it.
Yeah, which way do you want it?
I'm going to get it. So I'm the Reason is just a reminder like if you was living a life, you was living on the things you was doing, you had to learn it from somebody. So I'm the reason.
Yeah,
why you living the way you living, or why you know, you most people, some cats are successful. You know, you follow the right blueprint, and you could build the right foundation. So that's what I'm the reason is about. Just it was a reminder record. Like, don't forget where you come from.
That's a good record. Yeah, you got to. You got to put those out there. Here it is, right here. I'm the reason. OG Suicide. Murder Master Music Show, only on UGS Radio. Go to UGSforLife.com. Right there goes crazy. Hey man, that's another banger right there, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I was in deep thought when I did that record. I was in deep thought.
Yeah, man. It's good. Someone's out there checking these dudes that ain't paying homage, and that's real shit. That was on the Fuck the Illuminati compilation, man. Before you know what I'm saying, it had to be taken off the market, you know what I'm saying? But
Why?
We're gonna get that bitch back. Oh, you didn't hear about that?
Hell
no. Man, business partner over there in Germany kind of flaked out on us. He just basically pulled a bitch move, wasn't doing his job, you know. So I got caught up in one of those artist deals that you hear about, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. But we're gonna re-release shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's
remember
coming.
I told you I had distribution.
yeah, man. We might.
Let me put it out, man. Let's put it back out, man. Let me put it back out. The CG. Let's put it back out.
Hey, we got a caller right here, Suicide. This is Chi-Town 312, man. I think this is the homie Treywood, man. Is this you, Treywood?
Yeah, but it is, man. I'm the reason why they're killing on the block. I'm the reason that shit goes, yo.
Yeah.
That nigga reminded me of me, man, that Mo Crack shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, Suicide, much love to you, bro. I got respect for you, Jack.
Hey, I highly appreciate that, loved one.
Yeah, man, I'm the reason we need to remix that shit. I need to put some bars on that shit, because I'm the reason why a lot of these niggas in Chicago like that, man.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah, we got to link in and make that happen. I'm down for that.
Yeah, man, I heard your story, man. I'm saddened by it, man, but I know you're a strong individual, you know?
Oh, yeah, man, I gotta be, man. You know, especially, you know, I'm a father. A grandfather, gotta be, man. I can't do nothing but get out here and teach the youth. And that's crazy you said that, too, because in March, I'll be coming to Chicago to speak because one of my boys' nephew go to a college out there.
Yeah.
So they putting it together now. So I will be coming to Chicago, loved one, in March.
Man, I'm a college out there. Right, and I'm going to show you mad love if you around my way, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to make sure I be around your way.
Yeah.
We got to link up.
Yeah, man, because I'm ugly up here in Chicago, man. I'm an OG, man. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Hey, we got the Compton OG and the Chi-Town OG on the line right here, man. Mo Crack, man.
Hell yeah, let me hear it.
I want to get your thoughts on this shit. I will be right back. Check this shit out. This is Treywood, Mo Crack, right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
Yes, sir.
I know this beat sounds sad. It's because a lot of these rappers are gonna die. Don't lie, I can spit. You're finna get a whiff right here.
Get him.
Yeah. Shit. Nigga, get him, man.
I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy, Mush Mills. His beats even told him I give him a chill. Whenever I flow track, I make blood spills. All they can say is, ooh, that boy ill. I'm finna let all you freshmen know how I feel. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales.
Yep.
You can even ask my homeboy, Mush Mills.
Yep.
I weigh out my D on a fisherman scale.
Yep.
My whip the same color as your girl hair gel. One split second finger send you straight to hell. So you can feel more heat than the L third rail. Leave you with a horrible smell, and that's real. Make you do a flip flop and three top wheel. I got plenty of iron if you like to pump steel. Sometimes chump your conscience is your kill. So keep your ears to the street, eyes wide open. If you was a gun, fuck hell, so keep smoking. I ain't joking, my mind stay focused. Hop in a Testarossa, been through the hood, I'm poking. Just to show love and to see if my people
focus.
Riding so smooth, look like I'm slow motion. Fucking with this track roll with no notion. Can catch me in the cave with Dante.
What up?
I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy, Mush Mills. I got
more crack than a Liberty Bell.
Yep.
And I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales.
Yep.
You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mill.
I don't talk a lot of shit like a philosophy bag. That's why I talk for evil like the Mexican flag.
Yep.
When I spit for you chunks, it should be a blessing. My flow so out of space, I should be signed by the death.
Yep.
Whipping through the sky, riding with no protection. Stick up, smoke, shoot out, it's my profession. I clap you without even second guessing. Leave you in your big body, rain head resting. Beat is what I'm investing. Everybody in the hood, knock on wood, is what they blessing. Police in my hood, asking so many questions. How that boy look and what he be drinking. Blow us like holocaustus, get you roasted. One bump makes 60 same crack open. Don't that ring a bell, you can tell from the smell. And everybody know Trey Wood's the type of rebel.
I got more crack than a Liberty Bell. And I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mills. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell. And I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mills.
Man, you got more crack than a Liberty Bell. I be loving that shit, man. We're linking motherfuckers up, man. That's what we do here over at UGS.
Yes,
man, what'd you think of that shit?
More crack than a Liberty Bell. That's a motherfucker right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's that OD shit. I feel that.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, but
I
Trey would.
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you, man, it's neat to be able to link motherfuckers up that ain't never met before, you know, from two different regions, man, two different areas, man. It's a beautiful thing.
I was in that suicide. No, I'm gonna be out that way too, probably next month, man. Out in Cali, man.
Man, hit me up. You can take my number right now, homie. Hit me when you touch down, homie.
Hey, suicide. I bumped it to 40 Glock. What's his name? 40 Cal, 40 Glock.
Yeah.
I bumped it to him up there. I bumped it to you know, all of them cool with me, Joe. I bumped into the Great Street Crips. You know, I copied some of their gear, Joe. You know, I fuck with, I got street geek shit going on in Chicago. We street geeks up here, man. We got an ugly movement going right now.
Okay. I got that gear, too. I got that One West clothing line that I'm pushing.
Right. Yeah, we can swap clothing line, man. I can shoot some of that street geek shit, and you can shoot me some of your shit while I support you up here in Chicago, man.
Man, for damn sure. We could damn sure do that. Like I said, I give you my plug.
Yeah, this is my manager, man, on the phone, man. The old president, man. UGS for life, man.
Okay.
This is my manager, man. Please manage me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're definitely linking y'all up, man. Much love to you, Treywood, man. Thanks for always supporting, my brother.
Yeah, I ain't got a number of love for you, Suicide.
Likewise.
All right. I'm going to link up, bro.
That's what it is. That's what it is here, man. Anybody call in 714-409-0548. You just heard Mo Crack by my brother Treywood. And before that, you heard I'm the Reason by OG Suicide. OG Suicide still in the building. Man, that's a beautiful thing, man, to be able to have people linking up from different regions and stuff like that. Is that what you you said you're touching down in Chicago? What is it for again? Is it for a show or what is it?
No. Well, it's to speak to the youth.
Oh, okay.
To speak to the youth, I gotta get the info of the college. One of the colleges down there, though, they're gonna be talking in March, and you know they come down there, you know, to speak because you know it's going down out there as well. You know, just like L.A. Compton to watch. You know, it's going down with. You know, the gang thing as well. So I'm just come out there and, you know, try to get some advice to the youth. That's what I do, man. I went to Oceanside, California, about 2 weeks ago, spoke at an after-school program, you know, for some young kids, man, and their parents. It was like 200 people there, evening event. And it was amazing. Me, my boy James Wade, and Lady of Rage.
See,
we all went down there and spoke to him and, you know, performed records for him. And, oh, yeah, it was beautiful, man, just seeing the expressions on, you know, the people's face. And afterwards, how the parents was coming up to me and,
you know, just, you know, and telling me how I enlightened on, you know, people's lives out there, because a lot of the kids there were in foster homes, and, you know, just encouraged them, you know, even, you know, people that was being bullies or being bullied, you know, letting them know, like, never feel like you're a snitch if you go tell that somebody's bullying you, because you're constantly being pushed in the corner to where you had fear, and that's not a good way to live. Don't live in fear of no one. And I even spoke to the bullies, like, if you are a bully, best believe you can be bullied, whether if it's in school or by the law enforcement system or on the job, no matter what, however you look at it, bully is bully. So I even advise them, like, if that's something that y'all into, like, let it go, leave it alone, because it's not good when you drive a person into so being so scared and with so much fear to they want to harm themselves or just remove themselves from the earth because they're scared to just let somebody know that they're being bullied. And I'm like, man, that's not a good look on either side of the coin.
Yeah, bullying, you know, you got bullies that they learn their lesson. I was a bully myself, you know. I fucked with kids and stuff like that. But at the same token, I looked out for if I saw someone was giving it to someone too rough, I'd step in and be, hey, man, what the fuck, you know? Pick out someone a little bit bigger than you, you know, and see how it is. But at the same token, I also encourage, like, my daughter, you know, don't get in trouble, but at the same token, don't let nobody put hands on you. You know, if someone puts hands on you, you got to defend yourself. You got to. So I'm teaching her how to, you know, I'm teaching her how to do that Julio Cesar Chavez shit. You know what I'm saying? Only, like, the Prez can do it, though, you know, in my own way.
Yeah.
You know, and she's learning. She knows how to twist the wrist at the right moment to get more impact, you know. I mean,
to protect yourself.
Yeah, you got to protect yourself. You got to fucking protect yourself, man. But that's a good thing, man. You're going there, you're speaking to the kids, you're speaking to the adults. And you do this, I imagine, just you know what I'm saying, continuously, don't you?
Yes, I mean, I get phone calls all the time or invites, emails, and, I mean, I jump right on it. I'm there. I get phone calls from people that want to just talk and express how they feel, you know, many a times. I go on radio stations and get interviewed, and I always give out my personal phone number on the air for people that just want to express themselves to people. They may not like want to talk to their family members because they feel like their family is going to look at them like they're crazy.
Yeah.
Which I try to advise them to never always feel like that, because every family has somebody that will sit down and listen, that won't look at you different. And a lot of times people ignore cry for help, because everybody cries for help at a time. Sometimes it's noticeable, then sometimes it's not. But there's always a sign. With me, I'm one of those cats, I was highly respected from the neighborhood. So I was a shooter, a gunner. So for me to approach the homies and be like, man, I'm tired of living, I want to kill myself, it's more like they would have looked at me like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, not the motherfucker that's shooting motherfuckers. Like, man, if you don't knock it off. So I really didn't have nobody that I could sit down and talk to. But family, there are family members there. And now I'm that person that a person can't talk to with no problem. I'm a phone call away.
And you had to go through the flames to be able to do that for other people, man. And it's all worth it. It's not worth it in the end, man. So, okay, man. You've done it at other places. Say someone's going through some hard shit, man. They want to get a hold of you. Let them know how to do it, brother.
Man, if you're going through something and you really feel like you want to one thing I tell people, don't leave nothing bottled up on the inside. It's always better to let it out. If you have to let it out with tears, let it out. Too much pressure will bust a pipe. But this is suicide. And my personal number is 310-938-9376. Once again, my number is 310-938-9376. I mean, I'm a phone call away. I do answer my phone. If for some reason I don't answer my phone, I may be on the phone or I may be at a campaign. I may be speaking somewhere. Please leave a message. Please. I promise you, I give you my word, I will call back with no problem. If you got an international number, I call back because I got a phone. I could international. I does that anyway on a regular, so, I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah, Suicide, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, man, I can't commend you enough for doing that because so many people aren't doing that shit. It's ridiculous, man. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the same thing. Fuck it. You're going through some shit, hit me up, 618-847-4125. I'm a fucking phone call away. If Suicide can do it, so could I, man. Can you do it? If you can do it, do it. You know what I'm saying? If you can save a fucking life. You know what
That's
I'm
what
saying? But on the same token, though, if you are going, this is what I tell people. If you're going through some shit, there's always somebody out there that's going through something 100 times worse. You know what I'm saying? There's little kids that haven't had water in 15 days, you know, and they're near death. And they're still finding ways. They're just hanging on as long as they can until they take that last breath. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if they can make it through it, anybody can. You just got to dig deep. You got to find that strength, man. You got to bring out that Balboa shit, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to put on that Rocky soundtrack and do what the fuck you got to do. But, yeah, that's real shit, man. Okay, so you're coming to Chicago. You going anywhere else in the near future?
Oh, yeah, I'm going back to Japan to tour Japan and Nigeria because I got a call from, you know, Nigeria, and they're putting everything together. So once they give me the itinerary, then, man, I'm flying out.
Yeah.
I'm flying out for sure.
You're going to Japan. That's what's up. Now, you've been there before, you said?
Yes. I've been in Nagoya and Tokyo.
Now, you do know that the underground rap scene is bigger in places like Japan than it is here, right?
That's where you make the most money at. I push overseas. My clothing line, I say about another 2 years, One West Clothing will be like Tommy Hilfiger, a FUBU or somebody, you know, because it's big over there right now. Everybody's wearing it. They love it. They love me over there. They love my music. Now they love me for my clothing line. So when I go out there, I'm going to be doing a show, a few shows, and they're also going to be doing, like, a presentation for the clothing line, you know, where we're going to do a show for the clothing line and have people out there in the clothing line and fashion show. And man, I look forward to it.
That's like my brother CO, you know, I mean, he's known here, you know what I'm saying? He's known in the city of Chicago. He's known in the Midwest. But he has a lot of followers overseas, you know, in different countries. And you know what I'm saying? It's just amazing that rap is wrapped itself around the globe. And I'll tell you what, them dudes over there in different countries, man, they're still on that 90s gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? They're on that real shit. They're not into that swag shit. You know what I'm saying? They're into that real shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's amazing to me. You know?
Yeah. I got an album that I dropped in 1999 titled Wonder Why. 1999. That album is still selling right now to this day, and it's 2012.
Yeah.
I just shipped out about 10 CDs last week to Russia.
See, that's exactly what I'm saying, folks, right there. You know, that's what it is. That's what I tell people, focus on that overseas market. I mean, there ain't nothing with pushing your shit here, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to get that loyal support, man. And, you know, so I was hoping my little brother Matthew would call in because man, he would just love to talk to you, man. He's a huge supporter.
Call his phone. He got a phone. Call him.
No, I ain't got his phone, man. All I got is his Skype, and he ain't on right now. You know,
okay.
But you know, hopefully
it's all good.
He'll be on soon. But I'm gonna play a couple more songs. You still got time to stick around, or?
Oh man, I'm here.
That's what the hell it is, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we're gonna go down to Houston, Texas. This is my boy Gangsta Nip. Name of this song is called "Prove It to Me." We're still here with OG Suicide. You want to call in the Murder Master Music Show at 714-409-0548. And, you know what I'm saying, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back, Murder Master Music Show.
Welcome. Welcome. This is your boy Psycho Nip, you know what I'm saying? And this is the Murder Master Music Show, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by my homeboy Prez, you know what I'm saying? The president of this shit. And I'll be the psycho in this shit.
Yo, 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 yo. Check this shit out. It's your boy Gangsta Nip, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been checking the internet, you know what I'm saying? Facebook. There's been a lot of motherfucking rumors about who created horrorcore rap. What I call it, psycho rap.
I'm coming up out the casket, I'ma get up out this motherfucker. Been a killer crook or two. Blades coming out the casket, show them what the butchers do. Hang it on the meat rack, switch it to the beat rack. On the crew, a real psychopath, I eat that. This ain't a game, homie, I done been through it. You wanna sit right there, nigga, watch me do it. I only eat brains, partner, hide your wife. Blank, pass me the 4K Reno slide tonight. Murder one, set the table, then go get the glasses. The blood coming out the jaw, slow as molasses. The king of the psych shit, believe that there. Everything we don't eat, Bushwick, leave that there. Man, I've been searching for a kid like that, cause I might get hungry for a midnight snack. I was born like this, is how I get this done. Inside my psych mind is where I get this from. One, and it comes to two, to the three and four. Five dead bodies on the floor. Six, seven, to the eight, to the nine and ten. Need a big pot to put them in. Now stir that bitch with a spoon for leverage. The culinary arts, body, food, and beverage. Your ass better run, cause you're living in fear. On a horse with no head like Paul Revere. Jordan on a fast break, look at his vertical. I never carry guns, all my weapons are surgical. Deep game, that's the reason the rats ran. From chest x-rays, MRIs, and CAT scans. I got a sinister memory. Real life flesh eater, plus a sucker for chemistry.
Yes.
Since the day I was born in the world to uphold horrorcore, I was sworn in. The best I possess, psychotic energy, imagination full of murder and graphic imagery. Anytime you want a battle, then come and see me. Horrible things that's too deadly for TV. Y'all done pissed me off, you shouldn't have got me started. Resurrect the worst killers and the dearly departed. You're not from South Park, let's get this clear. Cause we don't eat meat, we eat humans here. Step into the mind state of UFOs. We alone in the galaxy, no one knows. Area 51 makes me leery, but the evidence don't support astronomer's theory. So I pose the question of facts and fiction, a photographic memory of that depiction of life on another planet other than ours, or plants from another world other than flowers. You horrorcore rappers, kneel before me, slice your wrist, let your blood spill before me. Before it hits the ground, I'll be there to catch each drop, nigga, y'all be. You better run fast when you hear a gun blast. Connect your brain cells, then I hook it to Comcast. And watch SportsCenter, cause I'm willing and able. Confess to the laws, I've been stealing cage. You hated horrorcore, nigga, step in the fire. We hang from a wire, we up in the dryer. Surrounded by dark thoughts, it's my desire. Add two cups of bleach, we'll see who's the liar. While I start to drink, you'll start to expire. Your head starts to swell, about as big as a tire. I might let you slide if you call me fire. Now get off my motherfucking Oscar Mayer. Horror movie rap, I created this shit. Then these fake ass rappers duplicated this shit. Then these other motherfuckers imitated this shit. Bitch made record companies integrated this shit. Now I'm about to take revenge like a sniper, nigga. Body parts type of windshield wipers, nigga. I accept credit cards, bring them visas with ya. Only way I lose a battle, you bring Jesus with ya.
Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about? Nigga, prove it to me if you created this shit, but I doubt that you can, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's the one and only Gangsta Nip. You know what I'm saying? You guys know him from the Rap A Lot days. Man, that man's been putting out music for over 20 years. But we're going to go into one more track, then I'm going to bring out our guest. You know, I know he's busy. But this is my brother, Bad Black. This is the song for the video for my daughter. He took the Nas track and remixed it, and he's got a wonderful video online right now. It's Bad Black for my daughter. Check it out. We're almost at 1,000 views. We need to push this shit up as high as it can go because this is something so positive. Any father can feel the song. You know what I'm saying? And we got to get behind it and push it.
Yeah. Check it out. After my firstborn, I love you, Mickey. Hey, this is for my daughter, y'all. This is for my daughter, y'all. This is for my daughter, y'all. I did everything I could to support her, y'all. This is for my daughter, y'all.
That's right.
This is for my daughter, y'all. This is for my daughter, y'all. I did everything I could to support her, y'all.
This is for my daughter who left my home. Since she turned 19, she thinks she grown. Fell in love in 2 months, haven't even lived yet. Fresh out of school, no job, can't pay a bill yet. Don't get mad at your daddy, I ain't the real threat. But intercourse with a stranger and you ain't on the pill yet. And I ain't trying to put you on blast. I'm just saying, baby, you moving fast. I'ma speak my mind, see, I make no apologies. I gave you book on philosophies from Socrates, the Greek scholar, I'm a deep father. I'll go broke for my children,
that's right,
cause ain't no cheap father. But back to the books, I guess you wasn't interested. Only thing on her mind was being intimate. And if the truth hurts, then bear it. On my mama, what I'm saying is true, y'all, I swear it.
Hey, this is for my daughter, y'all. This is for my daughter, y'all. This is for my daughter, y'all. I did everything I could to support her, y'all. This is for my daughter, y'all.
That's right.
This is for my daughter, y'all. This is for my daughter, y'all. I did everything I could to support her, y'all.
No time for joking. 4 months we haven't spoken. As a kid, I was taught don't fix what ain't broken. Pardon me, but I don't think that you acknowledge me. I wonder what happened to our camaraderie. I can't lie and say it doesn't bother me. Now I gotta carry this shit around colostomy. Lord knows I miss my child. This ain't about me trying to diss my child. I kept you away from them streets, you wasn't ready, baby. Your daddy was moving them keys like Chevy, baby. Caught in the rapture like Anita Baker. I'm in the kitchen by myself, I don't need a baker.
I did time and came home to save you, cause I couldn't let another man raise you. My grandma said I had pride coming through my pores, but she didn't kiss my ass, and I ain't kissing yours.
Bring back on our guest, OG Suicide, man. I know you're a busy man, but man, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. You definitely shared one hell of a story, and a remarkable story at that. You know, I'm not a religious man myself, you know, but I'll tell you what, man, your story definitely is you know, something that anybody can believe in, no matter if you're Christian, you're atheist, you're Jewish, Muslim, whoever you are, black, white, Hispanic, something like that has got to hit you in the chest. You know what I'm saying? And I respect you for sharing that, not only with us, but especially with the kids out there, man. Real talk.
Yeah, most definite.
You know, but anybody wants to get a feature, they want to get at you, what's the best way to do it?
Oh, most definite. They can, you know, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, you know, at OG Suicide One, and I spell suicide with a C. So OG CUICIDE and the number one. Same thing with Facebook, OG Suicide. You know, check out my website, OGSuicide.com. You know, you see my story, my videos, and my clothing line on there as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And you're doing a lot of features with people, you know what I'm saying, outside of Compton, different cities, maybe countries? Or
Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody, you know, most definite, you know, hit me up. You know, I do features. You know, I got the good prices on the features. You know, most definitely, y'all can hit me up for the features. And, you know, man, like the rest of these cats say, Google me.
There you go.
It's all good.
Man, thank you again for coming through on the Murder Master Music Show. Oh, yeah, tomorrow starting at, well, it starts at 6 p.m. your time, goes all the way to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 to 11.
Okay.
Here in the Midwest, we're having this big round table, man. I don't know who the hell's going to show up. I just invited about 150 people. We do have some confirmations. You know what I'm saying? JT Money's going to be here. Scatterman, formerly Strange Music's going to be here. You know, your boy RBX might show up.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, that's what, there you go. OG Suicide's going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, JT Money, Gangster Nip probably going to be there. So it's going to be a fun thing, and it's going to be something that's going to be historical, never been done before. And I'm glad you're going to be there, my brother. But is there anything you want to say before you go, man, to the fans?
Never give up. I'm OG Suicide.
That's what it is. Thank you so much, man.
Anytime.
Man, that's one hell of a story right there, man. OG Suicide. Please check out his videos. Very very well shot videos, man, especially, you know, Don't Give Up, Compton OG. I mean, he's got a whole list of videos on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Check him out, OG Suicide. I'm going to play some more shit here. We're going to play some more classic shit. Let's go off into this. I played this song the other night. This is insane. I can't think of the name of the song, but it was on this J-Dog album, The Doghouse, back in like fucking 97, man. But this shit go hard as fuck. It's out of New Orleans. Check it out.
Coming straight for your goods, nigga, I don't want your little hoes. I seen you smoking optimals in your bins and my shows. I'm awaiting, be patient, your boy was flossing on Dayton's. Caught him at the right time, heck nine, bullets went to flying. One got hit in his spine, but he made it, that was luck. Y'all drawing plans to see the manly friend to hear, so what's up? I drew some plans of my own, your partner's home all alone. Shouldn't have been slipping, hollow tips, don't have to sleep for too long. Beans work better than a scope, he got a red dot on his throat. I pull a trigger, now your niggas mopping blood off the floor. I'm screaming all out wars, I'm running back to my car. Bitches don't bleed to they death for fucking rhyme with a vet. I got to finish my mission, pipe bomb, hit the ignition. All the nigga wishing, mashing out in the expedition. All black truck, black jeans and a black hoodie. Smoked out, puffing on the keep moving goody. Fully paid from jacking, I'm backing the nigga shit. We'll invade your mansion, it's nasty what we can get. Guess you didn't see us coming cause we came in the dog. Blew that ass up like it's intended, your paw bombs away.
Nigga bombs away, nigga bombs away. 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 Nigga bombs away.
Y'all thought it ain't couldn't flow, but I took control of the show. Any soldiers ain't letting go, to your people hit the flow. I got to get to your G's, cause mine come on a freeze. I smoke a gang of that weed, then I straight be blasting with these. Going all out for this shit, how many domes I'ma split? I'm just a hustler from the go with 100 chickens to get. Your day gon' fade in the black, the can't be on the attack. You think it's cool, I got my strap and blast it clean off the map. I'm representing big boy, kill them and taking their cars. Got 20 G's in them jacks, loaded 9, fuck the Smith and Wesson. Bullets made for cutting and busting in the nigga chest. Dynamite, one light, put your whole firm to rest. And I hate to be the nigga, had to find that bloody mess. Nose still hurting from inhaling the burnt flesh. Niggas gotta wear a vest for fucking round with the best. I'm a psycho sniper killer, owner for realer. Thriller from Manila, quick to fluff in your coffin pillar. Hit you for your scrilla, then crack the top on the Zay. And when you make it, tell your maker that insane don't play. Bombs away, nigga.
Nigga bombs away, nigga. Nigga bombs away. 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 Nigga bombs away.
Soon as you thought it was over, I'm standing over your shoulders, right there in the middle of your crib. Got 30 seconds to live. Here, take a shank in the rib, bleed, fall to the floor. I bet you bitches never disrespect the camp no more. I roll with Nathan, but felon. Soon as we finish rebelling, J-Dawg be choking your bitch for all that screaming and yelling. Never had love for no hoe. I hit that hoe with bolo. She got some knives on her head. Oh man, about to be dead. Grab my weapon, ain't no time for guessing. That's out of the question. Niggas try to blast me. Cop killers taught them a lesson. Four niggas against a veteran can't win in this profession. My life be like a mission with Tokyo ammunition. I'm wishing I guess I'm slipping. One of them niggas missing. Big mission, the other room with a bomb strapped to the broom. We made it out to the van. He got the switch in his hand. That's the plan. Make them bitches think they getting away. I hit the switch in broad day. You know the camp don't play. Bombs away, nigga.
Bombs away.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Al Capone, a.k.a. Al Capizzi, bending corners in the M-Town. This Memphis 10, baby. And I'm putting it down with my dog, Scott Fazer, on the Murder Masters Music Show. Oh, boy.
Y'all ready for this? 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 Y'all ready for this?
I'm tired of being the under
underdog, I'm doing right, even when they catch me doing wrong. Fuck my P.O., I'ma keep smoking on Cheech and Chong. I've been down for way too long. I'ma stand 10 toes tall, I'ma stay strong. Focus on, grab your steel if you feel that you're real. Cause with bang in your grill, blood thinness fills your cap. I'ma feel you can see rock with me down to kill. First 48, kill at will. Unsolved mystery, stay on chill. Doing what I gotta do, kick down dope. Lay you on the floor, bust up rhymes in the studio. Hustle and flow, even pimping out a hoe. Funny I did that shit when I was 16 years old. It's whatever for a bankroll, I gotta get that money. Ain't shit funny, gangsta, mafia like Sonny. Trying to dope that, make beans jumpy, no just runny. Yeah, I got that, Tony Montana, catch me in the 613.
I just got this for the cheese, man, cheese, man. Got 'em just molded 10 grand a week, when the fee, man. Push my ass off in the studio, my feet, oh. Test my yearning, they wanna try to risk me, ho. Yeah, ho, I'm tired of being the underdog all my life. Get it right, I wanna have them blue diamonds in daylight. Yeah, ho, I'm tired of being the underdog all my life. Get it right, I wanna have them blue diamonds in daylight.
I'm grinding, till the nigga try to stop my shining. Man's standing up behind me, see rocks filling my timing. Pray for the situation, make a comeback. But a nigga never left, how the fuck I do that? Told my nigga DJ villain, I be getting money. The police said be coming, so I had to lay back. Entertainment, I be hanging. With my niggas in Toronto banging. My name internationally famous, slanging. Rocks on the blocks, we gang. Profit, hot shit, nigga can't stop this. Drop it, everybody jocking, watch me. Fo-fo, gotcha. Enemies plotting to block me, not me. Still got breath in my lungs. Bitch, you don't know where I'm from. Maybe to the key, bust out gun. First 48, where the shit be done. Underdog, when I'm killing these hoes. Semi-automatic, got the move and go. Grin on your face, take it like it's a joke. Damn that crowd, make a motherfucker say no.
In the studio, my P.O. Check my yearning, they wanna try to rip me, ho. Yeah, ho, I'm tired of being the underdog all my life. Get it right, I wanna have them blue diamonds in daylight. Yeah, ho, I'm tired of being the underdog all my life. Get it right, I wanna have them blue diamonds in daylight.
King and they crown me, and all the main boys wanna down me. We
got you grinding. When are we trying to find it? What's you remind me that I'm a shining diamond in the dirt and they ain't found me? I'm a king and they ain't crown me. And all them hating boys wanna down me.
I'm an alligator. With my block on fire, remaining Sean Reese until the moment I expire. Been out here grinding, but I ain't even getting tired. I got the fire, but not for you liars. Wearing wires, I got these pliers to rewire. These patches in your tires, the tread is getting lighter. I'm the lighter, to ignite the sky, I'm higher than the Appalachians. Grinding like I'm writing applications, always on time. Punctuating, no procrastinating, can't forget my obligations. Destination, exclamation on point like the bottom dot. I get it open like the space between polka dots. I'm in the spot taking shots, celebrating life. Tomorrow might be gone, so I spend my life through this mic on the grind like a pepper shaker. Born with the force, but the dark side got me Darth Vader.
We got you grinding, where we trying to find it? Must you remind me that I'm a shining diamond in the dirt and they found me? I'm a king and they crown me, and all them hating boys wanna down me. We got you grinding, when are we trying to find it? Must you remind me that I'm a shining diamond in the dirt and they found me? I'm a king and they crown me, and all them hating boys wanna down me.
Episode 48 of the Murder Master Music Show. Those of you tuning in, you got to be like, what the fuck? Last night was episode 49. How the fuck am I hearing episode 48 now? Well, we originally were going to run this a few days ago. OG Suicide couldn't make it, man. But, you know what I'm saying, he came through tonight. One hell of an interview. For those of you who missed it, please check out the archive. Shit went down, man. But got my brother Mac J, man. I see he's in the building. What's up, Mac J?
What up with the prayers, man? I just got home from work, man. I've been a little late tonight, man. The weather was a little crazy. I missed the interview and shit. Forgot to bring my charger to the gig and fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I checked the archives, though, because we certified and official. So, shit, if a motherfucker miss it live, they could always go back and check it whenever they want to. And that go for all the other 48 episodes.
Yeah.
Or 49. Shit, 49.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow, you know, we got that big round table, and you know, Suicide said he's gonna be there. So, you know, we got it.
I'm excited about that shit, though. I ain't even gonna lie, Prez. I'm gonna tell everybody that'll listen.
I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen, man. Yeah, it's gonna. I mean, will we even be able to understand what people are saying? I mean, how the hell do you orchestrate, you know, saying 30 or 40 motherfuckers to you know, what I'm saying, speak? It's gonna be crazy.
Hell yeah. Hey, shouts out to T-Rock last night, too. That was a hell of an interview, dog. He stayed on the phone for a long-ass time with us, too, man. Like, and shouts out to David. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could tell David was, man, that made it. You making his day with that interview made my day, man. Because, for real, prayers, if it wasn't, you know, you doing shit like that is what set you apart from a lot of these other motherfuckers, man. Like, don't nobody do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate
you,
you're a trendsetter. You part of it too,
yeah.
Brother. You know,
when you come, when you doing shit like that, you a trendsetter though, man, for real. And for anybody that try to battle that shit, I'm gonna go against they motherfucking ass anytime because, shit, I think you told T-Rock, it's only a handful of motherfuckers that's out there on that real rap shit. It's only I ain't even going to say a handful, just maybe a pinch full of motherfuckers that's doing what you do.
Yeah, man.
For real, man. And I know that made his day, man. And just hearing how he sounded, it kind of reminded me of when I first called in and, you know what I'm saying, I was feeling that shit. I'm like, man, he got these dudes on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know that made David day, man. And David, a good dude, man. So shouts out to David. Our little brother Matt out over in Australia, you know what I'm saying? Hold your head up. I know you listening, little bro. Even if you ain't hearing us right now, hold your motherfucking head up. We need you in this fight. You know, when it get hard, man, I'll send you the number. Hit me up whenever. You know what I'm saying? The same way I got to get the Skype shit set up so I can holler at him the same way you do. But we fucks with you, man. And all these motherfuckers that represent this UGS shit, praise y'all the deal, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. And yeah, we definitely got to keep in touch with each other. You know what I'm saying? Shit's getting crazy out of this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, You know, man, we got a lot of people, man, hopefully going to come through tomorrow. But I'm going to get off in a little bit more music, just playing this old shit mixed with this new shit, man. You know how we do. Man, that's what it is, man. I'll be at you in a minute.
Hell yeah. Yep, UGS for motherfucking life, you bitches.
Dedicated to the homeboy C. R.I.P. to the homeboy C. Still riding, though.
Still riding.
Still riding.
Yeah, nigga. Once again, it's that nigga named Sieg in the motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying? And my realities is the next nigga's nightmare. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. 6ix9ine Veer for life, nigga. Spent 75 on some cakes. Straight raw, 2.2 was each weight. And fuck the law, niggas on my beeper. Wanna get hooked up, the colas in the beaker with the soda getting cooked up. It's all about making G's. I'm the man, 27 in my OZs. The bag weighs a gram, walk the tightrope. Cause the feds watching me, cause I'm slanging more dope than a pharmacy. I got it on wholesale, takeovers the target. Straight snow sale, nigga, blood in the market. And I could give a fuck, nigga, if you wanna tussle. Jealous of my figures, you best to check your hustle. We can get down if you run up. I'm from the town where niggas get down from sundown to sunup. Gotta watch my back, niggas creeping in the strike zone. Always got my gat, they got me sleeping with my knife on. Every day and night, living in the light. They got me sleeping in my night. It's do or die, it's survival. I can give a fuck, cause it's all about survival. Every day and night, living in the light. They got me sleeping in my night. It's do or die, it's survival. I can give a fuck, cause it's all about survival.
Fuck it, I'm high. Mentally stuck, do or die. Who the fuck am I? A young killer on the rise. Look in my eyes. You see the vision of a nigga feeling trapped in his inner cell. Fuck it with my mental health. Born in the city where the niggas die young. Myths covered street corners, collapse where I slump. And everybody standing still, waiting on the case. I'm waiting on a motherfucking break. Ain't no escape. Make no mistakes and leave a motherfucker breathing. They all got to die this evening. Cause I believe it. You kill a motherfucker for a nigga come true. With his crew, making your nightmares come true. Now who gon' be the first to die? Cause I'll extinguish your whole clique. Give me some money, nigga, no shit. I'm in your spot with a Glock down the bar. Or any nigga need a bomb. Sleep with your motherfucking night,
y'all. Every day and night, living in the light. They got me sleeping in my night. They do a die, get some arrival. I can give a fuck, cause it's all about survival. Every day and night, living in the light. They got me sleeping in my night. They do a die, get some arrival. I can give a fuck, cause it's all about survival.
Got to watch these pirates trying to get my treasure. I don't know why it's, but police pressure got me feeling like a zero, man. No good, but I'm knowing I'm a hero, man. In my hood, now I'm having dreams of firing at them lanes. I used to have dreams of retiring from the game. Now as fast as I got it, I'm a loser, see the cash in narcotics. Made me ruthless, time I know the real. They heard the situation about the drama in the bill. I'm third generation, now they wanna put a jacket on my risen hustle. Cause I couldn't hack it, living in a struggle. Now I live every minute like my last one. Labeled a menace and a threat, and I'm a blast. I'm standing like a smile when the lights is on. And if you living like me, you better sleep with your nights on.
Every day and night, living in the light. They got me sleeping in my night. It's do or die, it's my rival. I can give a fuck, cause it's all about survival. Every day and night, living in the light. They got me sleeping in my night. It's do or die, it's my rival. I can give a fuck, cause it's all about survival. Every day and night, living in the light. They got me sleeping in my night. It's do or die, it's my rival. I can give a fuck, cause it's all about survival.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Keep your motherfucking eyes focused, man, on this motherfucking game out here. You know what I'm saying? Cause it ain't no joke, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause you never plan to fail. You fail to plan. You feel what I'm saying? So keep it real, man. And keep your eyes open for these busters and these snake ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? False advertising as a motherfucking homeboy. You know what I'm saying? These niggas gonna get their motherfucking character assassinated out here. You know what I'm saying? For perpetrating. You feel what I'm saying, nigga? Mob life.
I keep it real, motherfuckers, every day, all day, any day, every day, and that's all I'm gonna say. Niggas steady perpetrating about the way that they land, but we gon' kick it to you real, nigga, stop the blame. I keep it real, motherfuckers, every day,
every
all
day.
Day, any day, every
same
day, and that's
thing,
all I'm gonna say. Niggas steady perpetrating about the way
we
that they
get
land,
our money.
We gon' kick it to
it's
you real,
up.
Nigga, stop the blame. I done been through so much shit, most I wouldn't discuss, plus trying to live life without trust is hard enough. Don't bother the bluff, baby boy. I got daughters and stuff, Alexis, DeShay, Ashley, Monet. Before I lay, I bow my head and pray. Hope I make it to see another day. But take me while I'm paper chasing, I can't see no other way. Still, my mother say, son, don't be the one to die by violence. Staring into her eyes, struck by silence. Corrupted and violent, sirens whistle, alert by pistols before puberty. From Pittsburgh projects to Flint, my mom maneuvered me. I remember seeing her coming home from work, beat brutally. This sweet cutie's life, they manifest my street eulogy. The beat is schooling me, got me confused, always fooling me. So what's the best for you and me? Truthfully, who could be judged? Only God, not us. I hold a grudge, cause this everyday pain for me is an everyday thing. I keep it real, motherfuckers, every day, all day, any day, every day, and that's all I'ma say. Niggas steady perpetrating about the way that they land, but we gon' kick it to you real, nigga, stop the blame. I keep it real, motherfuckers, every day, all day, any day, every day, and that's all I'ma say. Niggas steady perpetrating about the way that they land, but we gon' kick it to you real, nigga, stop. Yeah, it's true, motherfucker, I say fuck the cops. And it's true, motherfucker, I still rocks on my block. And it's true, motherfucker, I live stack me a knot. And it's true, motherfucker, I'm out to get what you got. And it's true, motherfucker, I'll flash your ass. And it's true, motherfucker, black glove and ski mask. And it's true, motherfucker, I used to hustle with dad. And it's true, motherfucker, we fucking hoes in the ass. And it's true, motherfucker, y'all can stop my grind. And it's true, motherfucker, I think I lost my mind. And it's true, motherfucker, I'm affiliated with crime. And it's true, motherfucker, I did high time. And it's true, motherfucker, my gangsta riders lack. And it's true, motherfucker, y'all better watch y'all back. And it's true, motherfucker, need your streets where I'm at. And it's true, motherfucker, I'm a real nigga that jack. I keep it real, motherfuckers, every day, all day, any day, every day, and that's all I'ma say. Niggas steady perpetrating about the way that they land, but we gon' kick it to you real, nigga, stop the play. I keep it real, motherfucker, every day, all day, any day, every day, and that's all I'ma say. Niggas steady perpetrating about the way that they land, but we gon' kick it to you real, nigga, stop the play. Welcome to the wild, wild. Cut files, streets of Michigan. Hit them with some power, power, and maybe they will listen in. See y'all from Saginaw, where everybody living raw. It's all about the ends you make and how you break the law. We started off with Trey Ace, but now we're digging shit. 45 in your face, erase the witness quick. Bone scandalous, I'm always on some killer shit. You ain't heard no real shit to me and Matt Jackson spit. Another hit, another nigga dead quick. Another toke off that blunt, my eyes are red and shit. Violators, we chew them up like annihilators. If you don't get the hater now, make sure you get them later. Scanlon's family, you probably never heard of us. But when you do, I bet you recognize we murder us. There ain't no niggas you know that can put it down like Sagtown and Flinttown. I bet they catch the hit now. I keep it real, motherfuckers, every day, all day, any day, every day, and that's all I'ma say. Niggas steady perpetrating about the way that they land, but we gon' kick it to you real, niggas, stop the blame. I keep it real, motherfuckers, every day, all day, any day, every day, and that's all I'ma say. Niggas steady perpetrating about the way that they land, but we gon' kick it to you real, niggas, stop the blame.
Just like Ace Boon Coon, I would go get her. And we was up from midnight to noon, and you'd assume that we was getting close, right? Curiosity took the cup, once this buff got a dose of my magic potions, now it's total commitment. I told her, make some money, no, she told me, I'm winning. You can forget it, cause we was just like Bunny and Clyde. 50 D's in the week, she was taking the ride. Pushing keys from Kewaukee to GA, COD is how they pay. Never once was she short on my money, but y'all know how the story goes.
Never trust gutter crow, trifling ass crow. She took a trip and never came back. Damn, my best friend crack made her play me for my scratch. I snatched up my wire, made a couple of calls. They found that bitch floating in Niagara Falls, a dead cause. Me, I'm forever rich. She tried to cross the bar, she's another dead bitch.
These fuck ass hoes die young. 14, 15, really don't make me none.
Mama, when I die, don't cry. Another dead bitch. Mama, when I die, don't cry.
Cause I don't give a shit.
Another dead bitch. Mama, when I die, don't cry.
Cause I don't give a shit.
Another dead bitch. Mama, when I die, don't cry.
Cause I don't give a shit.
Kicked in the door, forgot to set his alarm. Transformed from birth to where the murder was to the slept with a Teflon. Didn't expect to hear footsteps in the dark. For the vampire when I walk, my mouth alive for the Kool-Aid pumping in his heart. Refreshing, now bitch you better start undressing so I can begin to molest it. But nigga she begins confessing, I know what you looking for and I can show you where it's at. Giving me head in the back, got a black trap Cadillac. We hit the area, the atmosphere was scarier than thriller. One hostage and a dope dealer, slap killer. Follow her into the night, walk to the flight. I press my tag to hit him tight, walk one rescue.
Podcast. I want to see them JT. Yeah, then check this out. Any pussy who attacks, so I just murder them then. Cause I'll be your action where I defend. And I mean your Uzi run thing for years. So just coming at this then. And tell the people in one year.
I remember me and this cat did a caper. Two young niggas about getting paper. We touched a nigga we heard who had big grip. Walking around with five or six money clips. We laid him down and got away. Went back round the way to count out pay. We have a $5,000 exactly. The nigga had my gun and then he pointed at me. I gave the nigga the loop, but then he stepped away. But then I bumped into his ass the next day. Put that thing up to his head and said, yeah, nigga, yesterday you bad with your hands on the trigger. He said a dope made him acting out faster. I say, fuck that shit.
to them. Hey, from a shot, hey, from a shot, the boy and them blood clot. What a boy I deal with. Hey, that's coming there. Tell the people them.
Hey, yo, let me tell you about a nigga I flipped on who tried to cross me to get his grip on. One day we went touching. Sent the nigga after the money and he came back with nothing. Blowing books left and right. Come back empty handed, breathing hard like it's alright. Pussy the nigga was bluffing on me, but I hope this nigga ain't cuffing on me. I sent the nigga out another one, but the same shit happened just like the other one. But this time when the nigga came back, I noticed his pockets look kinda fat. I ain't say nothing about it, I just look. Hey yo, my nigga, what happened to that book?
No, man, I was tripped by zero.
Oh boy, my understanding is zero. Got that thing from under the seat. Punched it in his mouth, try to break his front teeth. Just getting the money ain't satisfaction. You know what else I want. Was willing to get his life took over a bitch because he pussy whooped him. I guess the nigga was lovesick, but that don't justify doing dumb shit. How the fuck you gon' bitch by the hoe? Draws up her ass everywhere the fuck she go. The hoe ain't about nothing. Only thing the bitch good for is fucking. Or maybe sucking me up. I told it to the nigga, now he talking about fucking me up. I slapped the taste from his mouth. Old cunt ass nigga trying to sell a true nigga out. Now that shit's unheard of. Now you know my very first instinct was murder. Cause I'm always strapped. Slapped him with a pistol, shot him in the kneecap. Then he fell to the floor. Old pussy ass nigga, bitch him out of hope. I hate punks with a passion, and I don't want no apology, nigga.
Yeah, this goes out to all y'all sorry ass niggas like to walk out on y'all kids, nigga. Take a good look at what the fuck y'all leaving. Y'all leaving some showed up shit, nigga. I'm on the corner drinking Hennessy and hanging with killers. A young wild ass nigga got the federally taking my picture. I'm a product of a broken home. My daddy left my mama, snuck up out the house and closed the door. Now we gone. And they say I got a little sister and he live with her. Guess he liked her mama better cause my mama he quit her. Damn dog, that's a fucked up thing. They say I look like you, but thank God I got my old girl's brain. Now I'm searching for an answer in life. What made me sorry ass niggas pack their bags and disappear in the night. Was it something that affected as a child? Fuck nigga, you wild and got the nerve to come around me and smile. I don't want your conversation, homie. So don't be stopping by my house and leaving messages and checking up on me. You ain't heard, I'm a grown ass man. 25 years old, running from trolling, got a pound in my hand. Man, I don't care about your past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you, but ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, oh. Nigga, I ain't fucking with you. I don't care about the past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you, but ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, cause I ain't fucking with you. I don't care about the past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you, but ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, cause I ain't fucking with you. What seems to be the problem? My little boy asked for grandpapa's number, but I told him I can't remember. Ain't no way you're gonna treat him like me. Make it seem like you love him. I'd rather see my baby raised in the streets. See, I done did my 25, nigga. Born in this world, so my mother had to play without no sisters and brothers. Got me stiff like a clothes hanger. I'm smoking cigarettes and trying to leave the streets to be content with my anger. I ain't see you at no graduations or any basketball games. That's why I went and told my mama that I'm changing my name. And yep, she understood. She sat me down on the couch and told me never breathe a word about your name in this house. You know I gotta respect it because you left us neglected. That's why I'm probably on the corner slanging dope nigga check it. And even though we hate you, my mama told me to chill. Don't disrespect your old man, but mama, fuck it, I'm real. I don't care about your past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you, but ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, old nigga, I ain't fucking with you. I don't care about the past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you, but ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, cause I ain't fucking with you. I don't care about the past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you, but ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, cause I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, sorry, forgive me, I got lost in the streets. to play a card so my family get eat. I regret the day I left you solo, because I heard you on the block slanging dope and trying to run from the popo. Shit, I wanna come and talk to you nigga, but you be thugging. Every time I try to say a word, you start cussing. And even though I'm way too late, let's get one thing straight. Everybody in this world made mistakes.
Nah, you fuck me up and I ain't hearing that shit. See, I ain't mama, I can tell when you lie, you bitch. But I'm supposed to be some little sucker. And every time you come around, I'm posing, smiling shit and act like I love you. Fuck that, you just another nigga. I keep my faith in the trigger and pray to God and hope a nigga get bigger. I'm drinking liquor till I'm getting blemished. I'm done with rapping, say the fuck about my life and my your goddamn business. I don't care about your past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you. But ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, old nigga, I ain't fucking with you. I don't care about the past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you. But ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, cause I ain't fucking with you. I don't care about the past, nigga, do what you do. My grandma and auntie say I look like you. But ain't no way I'm feeling proud, so I'ma tell you the truth. Say the hell about my life, cause I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, you know, I ain't been taught nothing except for I am nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I go out and smoke a motherfucker like it ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
I run up on your granny, snatch your purse and then shoot her. I need some motherfucking money for a brew and some Buddha. I said from the police because they murdered my brother. See, daddy was a dope fiend, all I had was my mother. Growing up as a kid, they said my life wouldn't last. Niggas shot up my car, and I shot back at they ass. Never labeled a sucker, just a poor motherfucker. So when you be picking your cash, jump, I'll be sticking your ass up.
Now what I'm gonna do when the dice has come to kill you? Another fucking thing. What I'm gonna do when the dice has come to
not the fucking thing, cause me don't be fucking round. See me go rob a bank, then fuck up in me buck them down. I walk through the joint with me pants all sagging and my wasper dragging. So what's up, me kill cops, what did the figure? I'm your lonely ruthless nigga. Lonely ruthless nigga. Now I'm back on the block with the brew in the Glock. I do my dirt every minute, so I'm checking the clock. Now I'm running this bitch, and I'm up to no good. I grab my Glock and start sticking niggas up in my hood who used to beat me with bricks. Crack my head till it split. I jacked a nigga for a cake, and then my gun went booyah click. See, daddy used to choke me with a chain and a cord. I put my pistol to his head as I cry for the Lord. I said, I do my dirt all by my lonely, so don't you walk up on me, cause nigga, you don't know.
You don't know me.
So you better keep the stepping, or you would be a victim of 187. La 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 la. My time is still running, so I got to be brief. I want it dead or alive, and plus I'm labeled a thief. Whoever thought that I'd be doing all the shit that I do? Who gives two fucks about me? Who gives a fuck about you? I'm just a ruthless motherfucker, and I'm taking no shorts. Putting holes in motherfuckers, beating cases in courts. I reminisce about my niggas that was killed in a drive-by.
Yeah,
but
the why did my niggas have to die? Somebody that won't for laughing at the crack of the dawning. My homies were dead on a lonely Monday morning. The only one that really cared for me. Lord have mercy, that's why I pack so jammy. And me won't stop it plain and simple. Me keeps on jacking to the bullet in my temple. La 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 la.
Face down, ass up, that's the way we like to fuck. Face down, ass up, let me hear you say, face down.
fact, we won't kill no ass. Fifth war, boys, is too much trouble. One more motherfucking
trouble. One more motherfucking
game. For the 1997. For the world, for the world. Usual suspects.
Usual suspects.
Too much motherfucking
weight.
Too much motherfucking
rap a lot mafia.
Rap a lot mafia.
Under the
truck being
mafia.
Rap a lot mafia. Triple B mafia. Underground mafia. Rap a lot mafia. Triple B mafia. Underground mafia. Rap a lot mafia. Triple B mafia. Underground mafia. Rap a lot mafia. Triple B mafia. The usual suspect.
These are satellite from Fifth Ward. It's pay-per-view, nigga. Run and tell your motherfucking boys that we done teamed up. Too much trouble and them Fifth Ward boys and we done came up. Rap a lot, mafia for
let's
life.
Take these hoes to war. If you deal with a star, take a hit of the head. When you take a jaw, I'm rolling, talking about fuck the law. Grabbed all my shit, burned off in my car. I'm cautious. Still pack my pistols for the hit. Any list can get hit shit. Even if we have to go through a
it's
bit.
Show me what you want, I call it gangsta shit. Double O, 7 TNT, we stacking major grips like Sosa. Cause we say the shit that niggas won't say. And write the kind of shit that radios won't play.
Take 'em, wake 'em up with the 12 gauge. Low life, make 'em, lay it down for the 4K. Take the start of the boat, and all y'all niggas fit the end of the road. Ain't no turning back when we're riding to war zone. When we start riding,
we
die.
No.
Tucker, but I want to thank everybody for calling in this episode 48. You know what I'm saying? We got 49 of these bitches archived right now, so check the archive out, and please tune in tomorrow, 8 p.m. Central to 11 p.m. Central. We're going to have, hopefully, Rap's Biggest Roundtable. It's going to have people from all over the whole country on this motherfucker, so hopefully it turns out good. You know what I'm saying? Amy, make sure Blog Talk's working for me. Put in that work. Other than that, we'll see you guys tomorrow night. And don't forget Saturdays, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, same time. You know what I'm saying? UGS Radio, KFYB. Check that shit out. And I'm out this bitch.